This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Critically endangered North Atlantic right whales have some very good friends based in a Provincetown office filled with a jumble of maps, spreadsheets, gear bags, coffee cups, and other tools of the trade.
Hi, my name is Amy James. I'm with the Center for Coastal Studies, and I just wanted to call and let you know that we're conducting an aerial survey east of Cape Cod today. We're looking at taking off at 10 a.m. All right, great. Thank you so much. So that was us calling Air Station Cape Cod. We just wanted to see who else was in the air and let them know to be aware of us.
North Atlantic right whales are experiencing what conservationists call an unusual mortality event. The whales number in the low 400s. Birth rates are low. And each year, some of the whales are killed in boat strikes or rope entanglements. Aerial surveillance is a crucial part of research on the species.
That door exists in all the other ones.
I know, but it's so difficult in 566.
Christy Hudak, Amy James, Bridget McKenna, and their colleagues on the Center for Coastal Studies surveillance team are on a mission, tracking, photographing, and collecting data on the right whales in Cape Cod Bay. In the P-Town office before a flight, they get ready by zipping into their specialized coveralls.
These are our very sexy flight suits. I'm in it.
We wear flight suits, and these flight suits are also flotation devices, and they also are thick depending on whether it's the summer or winter. Up here, during the winter time, we have thicker flight suits that would keep in the warmth if we do ever end up in the water.
The crew prepares for just that kind of worst-case scenario. The scientists go through rigorous training. It's basically a plane crash dress rehearsal.
You have to know what you're doing in that plane in case that plane does go down. And so we do ditch training.
We call it ditch training, but it's actually the underwater escape. We go up in a modified module to simulate what it's like to go down in a water landing.
It's pretty brutal. Sometimes they flip you upside down, sometimes they don't, and just rocks. Lights on and off, there's lightning. So it's not comforting.
We try to minimize risks where we can. You know, it can be an adrenaline-driven job where you're really getting to see, you know, exciting things, and it's a lot of pressure in a short period of time, which kind of gets the blood pumping and makes us enjoy what we do.
It's flight number 831. Pilots are Trevor Lowy and
Jeremy.
Observers are Bridget McKenna and Amy James.
The scientists settle into the cramped confines of the gleaming white and blue Cessna 33702 Skymaster at the Provincetown Municipal Airport.
Engine run up. Complete. Mixtures.
You're rich.
Doors and windows.
Closed here.
Good back
closed.
Here.
Transponder.
Yeah, you ladies ready?
Yep, ready.
Okay.
Within moments, they're flying about 800 to 1,000 feet over the water, about 35,000 feet or so closer to the waves than they'd be on a commercial jet. Peering through the windows of the Skymaster to identify whales by sight, they make a discovery.
Ooh, I have something at a half mile or three-quarters of a mile if we can break. Do you see it, Trevor?
Oh. Oh, I got it. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what was it? It's some sort of water disturbance. Thank you.
A half mile west?
Yeah. Weird water.
It's a bright whale.
Give me one.
Tell me when you start shooting.
Shooting?
Okay. You want to tell me about it?
I can't really see much of it at the moment. It's speeding, it looks like.
Over traffic, central.
Okay.
Just check my photos quickly.
We got plenty of time. We're in like the ideal shot right now.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. Definitely feeding white chin.
Is there two here? There's two here.
I'm shooting. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. I see the other one coming up below it. I think the tip of the rostrum is subsurface, but it's sitting right at the top of the water. Okay.
The team members say while they're working in this little plane flying low, they're conscious of the occupational hazards. But the risks don't loom as large as the benefits.
We're going into some crazy situations where we're just continually circling, trying to get this one darn right whale that would not come up after 20 minutes of deep diving. But at the end of the day, we're just smiling still. And we're just like, we did this. We got all the whales that were hopefully out there. And we are letting people know that they're there and just keep a lookout for them.
Platypus, where are you?
I'm here.
Provincetown traffic, KPR 27
Celsius,
8 miles to the west inbound.
Can you keep an eye on the second one, the one on the right?
Yep.
Platypus looks big.
Yeah, she does.
And that one looks really small. It's the juvies hanging out with the big ones, you know?
The scientists point out their aerial surveys are part of a larger effort. Amy James says they need to figure out what's happening to the whales and to their environment.
And so that's what this work at the center has really been doing for decades, is just trying to understand the wildlife that comes here and why they come here and why that's changing, how it's changing in this current environment where we find our oceans are warming, you know, sea level is rising, and we're having all these really big paradigm shifts that we're trying to understand in real time.
As the aerial surveillance team members gather information about the right whales, they try not to miss any teachable moments. So when they're on a flight with the co-pilot, Jeremy Prignano, who's new to the gig, they make sure to clue him in.
So the one that's up, Jeremy, is an adult female. She's had some calves before. And the other one we think is a juvenile. It's a little guy. You can see that their size is different.
Yeah.
The one closer to the plane is the bigger of the two.
Oh, that's been at the surface the whole time?
Yeah.
Her name is Platypus.
Her number is 3420.
So you just recognize them? Like,
yeah. It's kind of crazy.
She's named because her bonnet, which is like the top, like the furthest ahead part of the callosity, like the furthest, the closest to the rostrum, it looks like a platypus. Like a side angle of it.
Right. The guy that I need is coming up, so I'm going to shoot him in just a second. Come on.
Collision.
Come on up, dude. There he goes. Fun.
I'm glad we didn't get skunked on that one.
So, Jeremy, there's only 411 thought to be left in the world, so you just saw two of them.
Really?
There's only 409 left to see.
Amy James, Bridget McKenna, and Christy Hudak are scientists on the aerial surveillance team at the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. Together with pilots Trevor Lowy and Jeremy Prignano, they're tracking the endangered North Atlantic right whale. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sharon Brody.